April 4, 1926. Everything that our Lord does in the soul who lives in the divine will surpasses all that He did in creation. The divine will forms the complete resurrection of the soul in God. Finding myself in my usual state, I felt all immersed in my lovable Jesus, and my poor mind wandered through the divine knowledges. But everything was silence, on my part and on the part of Jesus, nor am I able to say what my mind comprehended. Afterwards, however, he resumed his speaking, and said to me, "My daughter, everything I do in the soul, oh, how it surpasses all that I did in creation. See, each knowledge of my perfections which I manifest, each truth which pertains to the divinity, is a new heaven that I extend within the soul. And as the soul rises in the truths she has known in order to resemble her Creator, it is new suns that I come to form within the space of these heavens. Each grace I pour and each time I renew her union with me, are seeds that are laid in the soul. And her love and correspondence form the sweet murmuring of these seas, as well as mighty waves which rise up to heaven and come to unload themselves at the foot of the divine throne. As the soul practices her virtues, since the body too contributes to the exercise of them, the body can be called the little field of the soul, over which I lay the most beautiful flowery meadows, in which I delight in creating ever new flowers, plants and fruits. Just as I am one single act which, after it is done once, is done forever, creation also was to be one single act. And just as in creation my single act continues by preserving it ever new, whole and fresh, so is my creating in souls continuous, I never stop. I am always, always in the act of forming more beautiful things, surprising and new things, unless I find souls who close the doors to me and arrest my continuous act of creation. Then I find another device, I abound, I multiply my continuous act in the souls who keep the doors open, and with them I delight and continue the office of Creator. But do you know where this continuous act of mine is never interrupted? In the soul who lives in my will. Ah, yes, only in her can I do, freely, whatever I want, because my will, which the soul contains, prepares her for me to receive my fiat that came out in creation. So, my will, possessed by the soul, and that which I myself keep, extend hands to each other, kiss each other, and form the greatest portents. Therefore, be always attentive, and let your flight be always in my will. After this, I was thinking about the resurrection of our Lord, and, coming back again, he added, "My daughter, my resurrection completed, sealed and returned to me all honors. It called to life all of my works, which I did in the course of my life on earth, and formed the seed of the resurrection of the souls, and even of the bodies, on the universal judgment. So, without my resurrection, my redemption would have been incomplete, and my most beautiful works would have been buried. The same for the soul, if she does not rise again completely in my will, all of her works remain incomplete. And if coldness for divine things creeps into her, if passions oppress her and vices tyrannize her, these will form the tomb in which to bury her, because, since the life of my will is missing, the one who makes the divine fire rise again will be missing. The one who, with one blow, kills our passions and makes all virtues rise again, will be missing. My will is more than sun which eclipses everything, fecundates everything, converts everything into light, and forms the complete resurrection of the soul in God."